For news stories around the world and throughout South Yorkshire, this is Just News.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Paul Harrison. The Conservative Party won three seats in the general election to gain a stake in South Yorkshire for the first time since 1997. Barnsley stuck with Labour, but the vote showed the town's frustration with Brexit. Stephen Collins has more.
Labour have held both Barnsley constituencies since their creation in the 1980s, but the issue of Brexit has split people. Dan Jarvis was re-elected in Barnsley Central, but lost more than 10,000 votes. He said that it's been hard to keep the public on board.
This is a campaign that's been fought through the winter months. It's been fought predominantly on the issue of Brexit, which has been a very challenging issue for the Labour Party, and it's been fought here in Barnsley, in an area where people voted overwhelmingly for Leave. So yes, this has been a really, really tough campaign.
Unsurprisingly, the Brexit Party received a lot of support, with more than two-thirds of Barnsley choosing to leave the EU in 2016. Clearly, this has shaken many voters' faith in the Labour Party.
Three girls under 18 have been arrested following the death of a Doncaster man. Jerry Apicella's body was found in his Denneby main home nearly 2 weeks after his passing. Police believe he was attacked by a group of teens before walking home, but later died from head injuries. Sheffield city centre has been taken over by Extinction Rebellion protesters calling for system change. Joint organiser Will Morgan wants South Yorkshire authorities to take the climate crisis seriously.
Sheffield City Council need to commit to reducing carbon emissions in Sheffield by 14% per year. We are not doing that. Along with Parliament, they're one of the institutions that have declared a climate emergency and then proceeded to do absolutely nothing, having done that.
Customers are angry because they have still not received refunds after the closure of Sheffield's Turkish baths. Spa 1877 shut suddenly at the start of September, but customers haven't been able to contact owner Steve Wilkinson since. Becky Field has lost £190 in gift vouchers. She can't understand why Mr. Wilkinson hasn't got in touch.
He's a business person. He's run this, what I thought, or I'm sure lots of people thought, was a successful business in Sheffield. I reckon financially they must have been struggling, which I totally understand. But his behaviour about how he's managing the fallout of his business going under is appalling.
Residents of Kimberworth stormed Rotherham Town Centre to protest the reopening of an industrial tip in their neighbourhood. The Droppingwell Action Group want the council to step in and stop the dumping of 205,000 tonnes of waste every year. The group have gained support from Rotherham MP Sarah Champion. On to football, and a South Yorkshire 11 are taking on Derbyshire in the Rainbow Laces Cup. James Layley organised the charity game to raise awareness of the LGBT discrimination that goes on at matches.
If a team is performing badly or a player is performing badly, you will hear homophobic chants or homophobic slurs. So it's not directly at me, but I'm sat there listening to it. And as an openly gay man, I don't want to sit there and listen to homophobia whilst I'm trying to watch my team play football.
On to the weather now. We're expecting the rain to continue throughout the morning, but skies should clear this afternoon with highs of 10 degrees. That's the latest. It's 3 minutes past 10.
Just News.